Okay, today's daf is Chala, daf Lamed Ches, and we are on Lamed Ches Mabez, discussing the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So the Mishnah had, at the beginning of the parak, Lamed Zayin Mabez, the Mishnah had different opinions about which minim, which grains are mitzarif with each other. The Tanakama was not 100% clear about all of the grains. As the Tanakama said, wheat is mitzarif with spelt. Chitim and kusma go together. Barley can be mitzarif with everything except wheat. That's what the Tanakhama said. And then Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, Sharminim, the other three, we think Sharminim means the other three, are mitzarif with each other. So we were wondering, the Gemara was wondering, what exactly is the Shita of the Tanakhama as compared to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, which says the other three are mitzarif to each other. So the first opinion we had here on Lamed Ches Mabez was that they're not all mitzarif to each other, meaning oats and rye will not be mitzarif because one of them is included in barley, one of them is included in wheat, and wheat and barley are not mitzarif. That is the Shita of the Tanakhama. And the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says, no, the other three, spelt, oats and rye, are mitzarif to each other. But then we had another day out there. Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri said, so we just said, there's a braisa that says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, they're all mitzarif to each other, right? Is tani, let's start with that again. Is tani tani, there is a shita that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, in the middle of Lamed Ches Mabez, kol aminim mitzarifim zemzeh, all the minim are mitzarif with each other. Right, that clearly is against the Tanakhama. Right, is Tani, see the Marafolda. Ika Tana de Tana Bahad Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, Kol Aminim Mitzarfin, Afilu Chitim Vesorim, Vahu Palig Bevadei Ala Tanakhama. Right, and then he holds, they're all Mitzarif. So the Gemara says now, Al Daite Tahach Tanya Barya, according to this opinion in the Braisa, the Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri says they're all Mitzarif. Ma Bein Noshuch, Ma Bein Balol. What's the difference between Noshuch, right, we've had that lashon before, where it's biting with each other, and balo. What's the Gemara's question here? So if you remember way back when, about a month ago, right, back on Dav Gimel, at the beginning, the Gemara quoted a stira between the first Mishnah in our para, in our Masechta, and our Mishnah. We had a stira, because, what does the first Mishnah sound like? The first Mishnah in the Masechta starts off, Chamish Dvarim Chayavim Mechala V'chulu U'mitztarfim Zemzeh. The first Mishnah in the Masechta, remember back on Dav Aleph. Says there are five grains, and Hare Ilu Chayavim Bachala, Umitztarfim Zemzeh. One's at Mitztarfim Zemzeh, but this Mishnah says that there are limits in terms of the Tziruf. Right? Our Mishnah says that no, only certain ones are Mitztarf with each other. So how could the first Mishnah in the Masechta say that they're all? So the Gemara there, back on Daf Gimel, said, oh, it depends. Kan Babalo, Kan Benashuch. Right? Did you make a dough from scratch with all different grains? Wheat and barley and spelt, then you can all be mitzarif to each other. By balul, they're all mitzarif to each other. What's our Mishnah talking about? Where you didn't make them from scratch mixed together. You made separate doughs, and now they're nashuch to each other. So there, it's more limited in terms of their tziruf abilities. So now the Gemara is asking, but according to the Brice or Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, if you say that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that everything's mitzarif to each other, so maybe our Mishnah back on Daf Aleph is following that understanding of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. Everything is mitzarif to each other. And if that's true, there's no stira. But we know, the Mefarshim explain, we know there's some type of distinction between Balul and Nashuch, even if there's no difference, there's no stira between the two Mishnayos. So that's what the Gemara is asking. If you assume that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, like this Braisa says, that they're all Mitzarif to each other, and therefore there's no stira with the Mishnah on Daf Aleph, the Mitzarif from Zamzeh, that's going like the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that they're all Mitzarif to each other. So is there a chilik? What's the case of a distinction between nashuch and balul? Right, ma bein nashuch, ma bein balul. What's the difference between those two cases? If the chilik is not to explain the two mishnayos, there's some other. So the Gemara answers the following case: Amar Reb Yudin Avua de Rebbe Matanya. Reb Yudin, the father of Rebbe Matanya, says the case must be as follows: you made a big dough. You made a big dough, but you had in mind that it's going to be separated. You had in mind you're going to separate it, the doughs. And therefore, at that moment, it's pater, because even though it's physically together, you have in mind that you're going to separate it. You're going to separate it, daito, to separate it. So you separate it, and then after you separate it, now each of them does not have the shear of challah, then you add on to each of the doughs. Then you add on to each of the doughs, and now each of them has a shear of challah. So is that chayiv and challah? Remember we had a couple of days ago, maybe a week or so ago, we had the concept of sometimes if something is patur, it's always patur. There's a mafkia, there's a poter, Right, Rabbi. We had a question whether back on Daf Lamed Amud Beis, we had if a guy owns it, right, or we said Shekvar Hayavahem Shas Chova V'Niftzru. We had that concept back on Daf Lamed Amud Beis. So here, that's what we're talking about. Again, you have a big dough, but you had in mind that you're going to split the dough into different parts. So it's not Chayav and Chala, right? Because each one is separate. After you split it into parts, now you add more flour to each of those doughs, and now each of those is big enough. So now is it chayiv? Was there a poter at the beginning, and now there's a chayiv, or not? So that's the chilek. B'shechilkan, if you split them up after you're having a big dough, and therefore it was poter, v'hosif alein, and now you add it. So in that case, it depends how together it was at the beginning. That's the difference. Neshuchin, if originally it wasn't made as just as one big dough, it was separate doughs and you connected them through neshicha, so that, and now you separated and then you added on the dough, then chayavin. So in that earlier state did not create a permanent poter. Because it wasn't one dough at the time. It wasn't one dough that should have been chayiv, but you had in mind to split it, so you stamped it with a patur. No, it was much looser in terms of its connection, right? It was separate doughs. You connected it through the neshicha, but because you had in mind to split it, that's not such a strong poter. And therefore, once you add on flour afterwards, the chiyuv is what we might call chozer v'neir, to borrow lashon from other sugyas. It comes back. But belulin peturin. But if it was really mamish, as I described it, one big dough that you had in mind to separate, one dough, knead it together, and then you separate it, and then you add it on flour to each one, so then that's already, that peturin stays forever. And that relates, as Rechaim Kanievsky here connects it to the sugi that we had earlier, in terms of a permanent tour or not, right? We had the chiluk that if you remember, if a couple of goyim owned it and then they converted, if two Jews owned it and then they split it and they came together, right? All the chilukim that we had, and we said sometimes there's a permanent poter. If it was in the parsha and you're poter it, so then you're going to say that poter stays forever. If it wasn't even shayach to be in the parsha, right? Two goyim owned it, and then so then we're going to say that the chiyuv comes later. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara. Says the Mishnah. Halacha base. Shnei kavin v'kav orez v'kav truma be'emsa. You have two kav, each one of the chameshas haminim that are chayav and chala. And let's say I have two wheats, but they're each a kav, and therefore that's not good enough, right? You need five rova hakav. 1 1/4 for the minimum shear of challah. So you have two kavim, v'kav orez, and in the middle you have a connector. You have a connector. But the connector is different. And the connector is not chayiv and challah. So the question is that connector going to allow you to connect the two things on the side to be chayiv and challah? So what if you have a kav of orez in the middle? So orez, rice, is not one of the five grains, right? And therefore, what's the halacha? The kav truma, or you have kav truma. A kav of truma is also not chayiv and chala, right? If you did what, like the normal way of being mafrish, as we said, be'emsa ena mitzarfim. So those are not mitzarf to each other, because those are not shayach, right? Well, what if you have a piece of wood that connects them, right? It's not shayach to chala. It's not mitzarf to each other. And therefore, these things are totally not in the world of chala, and therefore, the two kavim on the side are not mitzdarif. Davar shit nitla chalaso be'emsa. But what if in the middle you have chulin dough? You have chulin that you took chala from previously. So now it's chulin misukanim. So that dough had been in the world of chala. And you took chala from it. So because it had been in the world of chala, mitzdarfin, shekfar nischayev b'chala. That's not so different. That's not so different from what you have on the sides, and therefore that is mitzarif. Interesting, the truma, you know, before you took truma, was that in the world? But we don't think so, because the chiyuv of challah is only later when you are megalgel. Good. What about this case? Kav chadash v'kav yasha jenashchu zebazeh. You have a kav from this year and a kav from last year. We've said that the dough, you shouldn't be mafrish mishana chaverta, right? So if you have last year's kava of last year's and a kava of this year's. Shenashchu zebazeh, that were touching each other, so that were no sheikh each other, right? Touching each other in a serious way in terms of the shicha. So is that mitzaref? Rabbi Yishmael Omer Yitol mina emsa. Yeah, take from the place where they're connected to each other. Right, take from the middle. So you take a little bit of both. Take a little bit of, how much is challah midaraisa? Mashu. Okay, we try to take 1/24th. But take from the middle, and therefore you'll be covered from both of them. That is with Tanakama. And that's Rabbi Yishmael. V'chacham Mosrim, and the Chacham say, no, you cannot do that. We will see in the Gemara, this is a Gzera Durabanan. Gzera Durabanan, the Mara Fold already quotes it here. Shaharoes Savar. If somebody knows that these doughs are one from last year, one from this year, and he'll see that you're being mafrid, he's like, oh, I didn't realize. Chadash Yashan could be, okay, maybe that works by tevua also. It also works by pomegranates. It also works by, so there's a gzera. Gzera you can't take from the middle here because you might come from Chadash and Yashan, or other extensions of the Xeris. So, Machlokas. We haven't in a while, so I thought I'd say it. We haven't had Rabbi Yishmael in a while. So I thought maybe I'd say our thought that we like to say about Rabbi Yishmael. I heard this again from the name of Rabbi Yonah son Ibishitz. Rabbi Yonah son Ibishitz, that when he, I think it was him, not Rabbi Akam, Rabbi Yonah son Ibishitz, when he went to meet his prospective in-laws, his father-in-law, so he went and they met at a place in between the towns. They met at a bar, an inn. And so the father-in-law says to him, you know, tell me a var, tell me some var Torah. He's like, okay, give me a sefer. So they didn't have any svarim in the bar. They had a sitter. He's like, okay, give me a sitter. So he takes the sitter and he opens up to Rabbi Yishmael Omer. And he says, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, how in the world is there a Rabbi Yishmael? Yishmael. Yishmael, give me a Yitzchak, a Yishmael. How could there be a Rabbi Yishmael? Number one. Question two, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, usually when you have a machlokes, so the first opinion is quoted as Divrei Rebbe so-and-so, and the second opinion is Rebbe so-and-so Omer. Usually that's how it goes. If you just have one Tana stating something, usually the verb is before the name, Omer Rebbe Yishmael. So why here is it afterwards, Rebbe Yishmael Omer? This is the beginning of the Braisa, right? So why is it Rebbe Yishmael Omer? Should be Abba Rebbe Yishmael. Two. Three, question three, one of the midos that Rebbe Yishmael darshins is Klalu Prat, Prato Klal. Klal or Prat or Klal, right? All of those. So, what's that going to? How do you know if it's a Klal or Prat, a Prat or a Klal? Ein Muktum and Mukhar Batorah. Right? So, how do you know which is which? Klal or Prat is one way darshan, Prat or Klal is another way darshan. So, the Torah is not written in chronological order, right? Ein Muktum and Mukhar Batorah. So, how do you know which is which? So, he answered, no, the Gemara Pesachim says, to answer the third question, the Gemara Pesachim says that, what? Ein Muktum and Mukhar Batorah? What? You can't read the words? Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Lemar really doesn't mean that. It means Vayidaber Lemar Hashem Moshe. No. If it's one inyan, if it's one context, then of course there's Muktum and Mukhar. When do you say Ein Muktum and Mukhar Batorah? If it's different stories that are juxtaposed with each other. So then you might say Egel, Mishkan, two major stories. Okay, Machlokas Rashi Ramban. Whether there's Muktum and Mukhar. But within one inyan, of course there's Muktum and Mukhar. Batorah. Right, there's one inyan. So Klal or Prat, Prat or Klal, of course there's one inyan. And because of that, that's related to the Chazal and the end of, I think it's Chayasara, where the Gemara says that when Avraham died, Yitzchak and Yishmael buried Avraham. And what did Chazal say there? Mikan Sha'asa Yishmael Tshuva. The fact that Yishmael let Yitzchak go first, even though he was younger, he let Mikan, right, that he did tshuva. What do you mean he did tshuva? Yitzchak before, ein muktum meuchar. Ein muktum meuchar. So how can you be medayik from the fact that Yitzchak's before Yishmael? No, the point is, one inyan you are. You say muktum, yes, there is muktum meuchar b'Torah. So, Rebbe Yishmael, the fact that there's a Rebbe Yishmael, how can there be a Rebbe Yishmael? Because he did tshuva. Asa tshuva. Rebbe Yishmael, the fact that there is a Rebbe Yishmael, Omer says to me, teaches me, Klal Prat, Prat Klal, and you could darshan these things because within one inyan you say Yesh Muktam Umuchar Batorah. So that answers why there's a Rebbe Yishmael in the Tshuva. That answers how can there be a Klal Prat because one inyan, and that answers why it's Omer afterwards because on a Derek Drush level. So I think he got the Shidduch. And Rabbi Yishmael Omer, but you could darshan the Siddur also. You could darshan the Siddur. So Machlokas here in our Mishnah, what do you do if you have a kav of old and a kav of new touching each other? Rabbi Yishmael says, I don't make such a gzera. You could take it from the middle, and the Chavim Aser. Next, Machlokas. Again, this Mishnah has a number of Machlokos relating to the Shear. Related to the minimum. So next we have this already once. Hanota chala min akav. If somebody took chala from a kav, meaning less than the amount, you need five, you need a kav and a quarter. But what if you took chala from less, from a kav? So is that chala, or is that meaningless? Rabbi Kiva Omer, chala, v'chom omer ena chala. Right, we had this machlokas before, we said, oh, maybe this is only b'dievet. It works, it is chala, but chom say it is not chala. If you have less than the shear, then it's meaningless what you take. Is there a minimum for Rabbi Akiva? Not sure. Right. What if it's less than a kav? Does that have to be at least a kav? Right. What if it's a tiny, tiny amount? If you take challah from there, could that be the status of challah? To look at the mafarshim. But machlokes whether b'dieved, in this case, does it have the status? Another ramification of that machlokes is the following. Shnei kavim shenit l'chalasan. Shel zeh b'frei atzmo. What happens if you have these two kavs separately? You took challah from them. And then you combine the doughs. So now is it chayev and chala? You've combined the doughs. Rabbi Akiva or poter. Rabbi Akiva says, no, you already took chala. You took chala when they were each calves, so that chala worked. So now this is these poter, because you already took chala from this mixture. And the chacham say, no, what you did earlier was meaningless. Did earlier, there is no chala from a kav, and therefore, now there's a chiv of chala. Nimsa, chumro, kulo. So come out that the chumra is the kula. The chumra earlier, the Rabbi Kiva says, it is chala, is now the kula, that once you combine these doughs, there's no more chiv of chala, because the earlier one worked. While the chachamim, kulo, chumro, the opposite. Right? When you originally took the chala, and it was meaningless, according to the chachamim, because you only took it from a kav, so now it's chumro, and it turns into a chumra. It hasn't come up, just thought I'd mention, one sheet of the Rambam, which I've tried to mention a few times, but I never got to. Mafresh on Shabbos. We know you're not allowed to be mafresh chala on Shabbos. On Yontif, you're allowed to bake on Yontif. It's part of the heter of Ochel Nefesh. But on Shabbos, one is allowed to be mafresh. It's an interesting Rambam. I'm trying to read the lashon of the Rambam. The Rambam in Perech of Gimel, of Hilcha Shabbos, the Rambam discusses in two halachas. The Rambam first in Perech of Gimel, halacha tes, he says, that perek is allowed about many isurei derabanan of Shabbos. Right? Many isurei derabanan. The Rambam has many of the daraisas throughout the first many prakim, and then he has a number of prakim of durabanans before he gets to muksa. That's where he talks about musical instruments and the like. So the Rambam here says, "Ein magbi in shumas and maestros b'shabbos." You're not allowed to be magbi in shumas and maestros or chala on Shabbos. Mipnei shenireh kimesakein davar shalohayim mesukan, because it's nireh, it's durabanan, like you're fixing something. Are your mamish fixing something like a door fell off, you're putting it back on? No, that would be bone daraisa. That would be mitakein midaraisa, if you're really mamish fixing something. But a halachic fixing is an isser derabanan. A halachic fixing is an isser derabanan. You're nira kimisakin davar shelohaya misukan. Right? The Ravid, Amar Avraham, afilo litein lekoin bo bayom, even though you're going to give it to the coin today. But still, so you might, it's usable. It's usable, but it's mitzadcha. You weren't able to eat it. It was tevel beforehand. If you did it, it works. That's the principle of Masechta Shabbos, that tevel is not really muksa in the way that other, like a piece of not kosher is muksa. Mukhon hu eitzel Shabbos in mavar v'sikno mesukan. You weren't supposed to, but if you did it, it works. Therefore, it's not the muksa in the same way. So that's one Rabbah. But if you look at a couple of halachas later, in the same parak, the Rambam says here in Halacha Yud Dalid, Ein magbi in shumas and maisras, sheze dome lemaktish osan peiros shehifresh. Wow, different reason. You're not allowed to make something into truma, not focusing so much on the chulin that was fixed, but focus on what you designated. Just like you're not allowed to be makdish something on Shabbos, because that's being makne to the base of Migdash, when you're designated as truma or chala, that's like makdish. You're giving it a designation. Are you being makne? It's like a kinyan. You're giving it to the shevet kahuna. That's the Rambam, right? Mebeishu. That's that halacha. The Rambam is about kinyanim on Shabbos. Right. Let's start from the beginning. Right. A makdishin v'lo marichin v'lo machrimin. You can't give anything to the base of mikdash. Mebeishu kemekach umemkar. Vein magbein shubas emaisris shezed dome lemakdish osan perish hifrish. It's like dome lemakdish. Dome lemakdish. Va'od mebeishu kemisakin osan b'Shabbos. And it's like tikkun, which he said before. Right, the Magen Mishnah here says, Kfar Nizkar Dinze Lamala, V'chazer Rabbeinu V'shano Kan, L'fi Sheyesh, Shtei Sibos L'Isuro. Why did he repeat it here? Because there's a second reason. K'mo Shekasav, V'yo'achas Hime Inyan Anizkar Lamala, B'b'nei Shehu, B'b'nei Isser Maka V'patish. But the reason he mentioned it before is because he was talking about Tikkun before. V'acheres, B'b'nei Mashenetlev Kan, B'b'nei Shehu Isser Haksiva, Fisher Rabbeinu Kosev, Ala Seder, Kol Xer Shalder Rabbanan. He repeats it. Doesn't focus on the fact that it's two different reasons. What do you need two different reasons for? So some of the Achronim try to work that out. Why would you need two reasons? One mitzad the chulin, you fixed it, and one mitzad the truma or the meiser or the challah. The Maharal Bach says the nafkamin is yantif. Nafkamin is yantif. There's no iser of misakein because it's hutter mishum ochal nefesh. But you're not allowed to be makdish. Not allowed to be makdish. So maybe that's. Would be a the Rambam's lashon is b'nishu k'misakein b'Shabbos. Maybe on Shabbos only, but beyond his mutter. That's what the note B'yu also says. The tzlach different on some. Or what about things that are not tovel? That bikurim. Can you designate bikurim on Shabbos and yantif? So that's not matakein because you don't have to do because there's no tevel. But it could be like makdish. So that's another again nafkamina between the two. Okay, other nafkaminas, but we'll leave that for now. Okay, we continue, says the Mishnah. So keep that Rambam in mind, and we'll see if we get back to other related issues. Nisi Arzlo Nisi Chuma. So the Mishnah here had many different halachas. The first halacha was, if you remember, you have two kav of wheat, let's say, but they're connected through rice. They're connected through Truma. So they ask the Gemara, why do you have to have both of those in the Mishnah? Both Truma and Orez are not relevant to the Chiv of Chala. So what do you have to have both of them for? This is like a Bavli type of line. You don't have too many of these in Yerushalmi. Why do you have to have both of these? I would have thought with only one, Kamash Malan, and you go back and forth. Right? It's not that it's common in the Yerushalmi. But here, Nisi Orzlo, Nisi Truma, why don't you just say rice, not Truma, Ilu Taninan Orzlo, Taninan Truma, if you would have only had rice, Havinan Amrin, I would have thought, Orez, Aide Sheino Mimino, and Mistaref. Rice is totally not a connector. Rice is totally in a different world. It's never Chayiv and Chala, so rice doesn't connect. But Truma, Ayideshi Mimina Mitzdarev. But Truma, it came from, you know, the grains. It came from the grains that are in the world of Chalas, and maybe you would have thought that Truma is good enough to combine the two sides. Havitzur Chamiste Truma, that's why you have to write Truma. Oilu Tanina Truma Velo Tanina Orez. And the other way, if you'd have only said Truma and not Orez, Havina Namrin, Truma Ayideshi Hi Eina Nigreres, Eina Mitzdarefes. Remember we had before the Sugya of Gerera. Gerera, if you have mostly a wheat dough and a little bit of rice, rice could be mitzdare for this year. We have the concept of gerera. So maybe truma, there's no gerera by truma. If truma helps to be mashlim the shear for the dough, that it's not mashlim the shear. Truma doesn't help with the shear. So truma is not in the world of gerera, so it's not mitzdarefes. Orez al yedeshi hu nigrar mitzdare. But rice, maybe because it can be nigrar, maybe it's good enough to combine. Havitzur chamisti orez. That's why you have to say both. Fine. We continue. Says the Gemara, the Tosefta, Kav Orez in a Mitzaref. As we said in the Mishnah, Orez in the middle is not Mitzaref. Kav Meduma in a Mitzaref. A Kav of Meduma, remember Meduma, Truma, and Chulin mixed with each other. That's also not Mitzaref. Why isn't Kav Meduma not Mitzaref? The Rasilio says, because of the next line. Kav Truma in a Mitzaref. Because Truma is not Mitzdarif, that's why Meduma is not Mitzdarif, because Meduma is Safik Truma, that's why it's not Mitzdarif. Kava Goy in a Mitzdarif. If a Goy's dough is in the middle, also not Mitzdarif, right? Because his is not in the world of Chala. It's interesting, the Meduma, the Achronim discuss, on a Torah level, Truma is Batal Barov. It's only Midrabanan that it requires 1 to 100. and it becomes medume. So if this is medume, let's say it's you know it was batel on a Torah level, so it's still not mitzdarif. On a Torah level, this is chulin. That's chayiv in chala, right? It's not truma. And midrabanan, that's a chiddush. That's a chiddush. Unless the achronim say, well, maybe we're talking about the bizman hazeh. So the whole thing is drabanan anyway, right? So the whole thing is drabanan anyway. So that's why medume is not such a problem because medume, the whole midaraisa it's chayiv, but midrabanan it's not. So the whole chiyuv of chala bizman hazeh is drabanan. That's an interesting medume is on the list. But these are kav min achem mitzarif. But a kav of a different min, what if you have two wheats on the outside and you got barley on the inside? So wheat and barley are not mitzarif. But the barley is okay, good enough to combine the two wheats, to allow, you know, the chiv of chala to pass through, even though it itself does not combine. So kav min achem mitzarif, kav isha acheres mitzarif, right? As we said, even though two women might not combined for the shear, but if the two outer ones are owned by the same woman, it's mitzarif. Kav chadash mitzarif, right? Chadash and yashin, as we said in the Mishnah, are not, but chadash can be a conductor. It's a conductor, right? It doesn't combine it itself, but it can conduct the two sides. Kav davish and nitla chalaso beemsa, change the girsa, mitzarif. A kav of something that, as we said in the Mishnah, that you have chulin, that it got chala taken from it, in the middle, mitztarif. Fine. Rabbi Bun Bar Chiya Boy, kav chala. So we had a bunch of things that allow combination, and a bunch of things that do not allow combination. What about kav chala, maushi yitzarif? What if you have a piece of chala in the middle? You took off chala. So he said, truma is not mitzarif. Right? The two sides don't combine with the truma. But if you have chala in the middle? What if chala, maushi yitzarif? So, meaning, what are the two stadim? Is chala like a dough that you took chala from? So then it would be mitzarif. Or is chala like truma? And it's not mitzarif. Right? So which one is the chala like? Which one is the chala like? So Tani Rav Chalafta ben Shol, kav hektish mitzarif, kav chala eino mitzarif. We're using mitzarif and mitzarif interchangeably here. Right? Even though really, it means mitzarif means to combine, and mitzarif means combined, but we're using them interchangeably. So, Chalafta Ben Shol quotes this unusual Tosefta, right? This Brisa, a kav of hektish allows combination, but a kav of chala does not allow combination. What's the difference? They're both like mufka. Ma bein hektish, ma bein chala. What's the difference? Hektish, ra'i hu lifdoso ulachayvo. Hektish, you could get it back into the world of Chiyuv, why? You can be poda hektish. You can be poda hektish. You can redeem it for the base of Mikdash. Now it's chulin. And then you can be mechayiv. Chala ain't a roi liftos alachayva. But chala is chala. It's nothing to do with chala. So hektish, you could change it back. So the achronim say, one second, we're talking about you made a dough already. Didn't we learn before? If you do gilgul, bishas hektish, it's pater forever. So what does that mean? That you could redeem it. You already made it into a dough, b'shas hektish. We learned earlier. If it's hektish, b'shas gilgul, it's done. So the stipler, if you look in the Kilas Yaakov, the stipler on Zroim, he has brachas and Zroim. So at the end of Zroim, he has ha'aris on Yerushalmi, Simulama Gimel, bi'urim b'Yerushalmi chala. And he has five ha'aris. And one of them is on this line. What does this line mean? It's amazing. Right? What does this line mean? What's the difference? So he said it must be that we're talking about a case where when it was Mugulgal, Bishas Hektish, it was not the shear of Chala. It didn't have the shear of Chala. If it had the shear of Chala, if it had five Rovim, right, so then it's Pater, and it's Pater forever. Because you did Gilgul Bishas Hektish as we had earlier. It must be here, it wasn't even in the Parsha yet. You made a small dough, Bishas Hektish, and then you did Gilgul Hektish, and then now, if you were to redeem it, it would be chayiv in chala. That's what he says. You have to say v'nira demayrisha gilgal agizbar eloshaisa pachas b'kashir uketagamar kav hektish umayrisha lo nilosha el kav echad. It says kav shu pachas b'chameishas ravam ukai gavna nira delachar pidyon imitzarfena l'kashir tischayiv v'chala t'chayotzi b'zen ashkechan l'nu gilgal nachri, which we had earlier. Okay, we continue. Kav, what about this case? More combination questions. Kav chatzi kav chitim v'chatzi kav seorim v'chatzi kav kusmin be'emsa. Add that word. We can add in a couple of words here. So you have half a kav of wheat and half of kav of barley on the two and then on the two sides. So those don't combine, wheat and barley. But you have a half a kav of kusmin, spelt, right in the middle. Right in the middle. And kusmin combines with both. Right, what did Mishnah say? Barley combines with everything, except for wheat. Wheat only combines with kusmin. So what do you do here? So notel mena kusmin lefi mashahein. So the kusmin is chayev. Because you have a kav of kusmin, but the kusmin combines with either side. So mitzah the kusmin, you have enough of a shear here. So you have to take off chala from the middle, from the kusmin. Right? Al, but on what? You have to take 1/24 of the whole thing. Because the kusmin combines with each side. Right? If you look at the kusmin, A, it combines with the wheat, it combines with the barley. Even though the wheat and the barley don't combine with each other. But you have to take off 1/24, says the Marafolda, al hakol, kima deleka shir achi starfa kulan yachar, lefichach hakusmin, sheshneim itstarfim imayim, chayavim, vachidim itstarfim, sheinim itstarfim zem zepaturin. So that's that case. What about this case? Kav chitim, that's if you have half a kav of each one. But what if you have a whole kav of each one? Kav chitim, v'kav saorim, v'kav kusmin. Right, you have one, and the kav kusmin is the emsa again. Then, torim mikol echad ve'echad lefi mashahu. So then, each one you got to take from. Because each one is, I'm kav chitim. So, I'm next to the kav kusmin, I'm good. I got enough of a shear. Because, right, it's enough. The saorim from the other side, there's enough of a shear in there. The kusmin, there's enough of a shear in there. If you have half a kav in each one, so then the wheat and the barley, they're not a shear, because even if you combine it with the kusmin in the middle, it's still only a kav. It doesn't reach the level. Only the kusmin in the middle combines with both. But if you have a kav of each, then you have to take off from each is mafrish 1/24 from itself. Okay, there's a limit, but I guess we'll have to stop before Lo Amar. But we'll continue with this next time. And there's other inyanim that I didn't get to. Maybe next time we'll get to it. Okay, we'll stop here.